Hello and welcome to Pasha. My name is Inas Kosana. Thanks for joining us. Farmers in developing countries, including those in Africa, have a really tough time. Industrial agriculture is the most common way of farming, and it's quite problematic. And with Africa's population set to expand significantly by 2050, a key challenge will be feeding all the people. Agriculture is key to this. Today's guests are Rachel Weinberg, the Bioeconomy Research Chair at the University of Cape Town, and Laura Pereira, a researcher at the Center for Complex Systems in Transition at Stellenbosch University. This episode looks at the problem with industrial agriculture. It is environmentally damaging, and access to seeds are in the hands of only a few corporations. Our guests argue that another approach to agriculture called agroecology is needed. Agroecology focuses more on people. It is technological and based on local ecological knowledge.
Industrial agriculture is highly reliant on external inputs, and so it contributes a lot to the pollution and the environmental problems that we see in the world today. So, for example, chemical pollution through the use of pesticides and herbicides, the use of fertilizers also changes nitrogen and phosphorus cycles, and that can have an impact on water systems. It's quite energy intensive. It emits almost a third of all the greenhouse gases that we have in the food system, including methane, thereby contributes to climate change. So in essence, it's a highly intensive form of agriculture that has both social and environmental impact, has been the way that agriculture tends to be done in many developed countries, and is increasingly the paradigm in which we start to think of all agriculture needing to be done in order to increase yields and meet food security.
There are alternatives to industrial agriculture, and these fall under the term agroecology.
Agroecology is something that it's not new. It's the way in which currently about 75% of the world's 1.5 billion smallholders and farmers feed themselves. And it's essentially, it's a farming system which uses technologies that are based on ecological knowledge. It has a strong focus on family farming and local production. It uses low levels of external inputs, which typically aren't bought because people can't afford those inputs, like fertilizers and pesticides, and therefore have innovated over the years to develop alternatives. And most importantly, it's a very diverse form of farming, in contrast to industrial agriculture, which is based on monocultures and just a handful of commodity crops. It's often described, agroecology, as a science, as a practice, and importantly as a social movement.
In contrast to industrial agriculture, which is very much focused on a distancing of relationships, where it's very much about just being able to produce a commodity that you tend to be selling on to other people. An agroecological paradigm is fundamentally more about connections. So it's about building sort of stronger relationships between agriculture and the environment, and between people themselves and how they work the land and how they're connected to the land and the knowledge that goes into being able to cultivate that and produce the food that feeds people directly.
Agroecology is taking place across the globe, including in the US, China, Tanzania, and Southern Africa.
Yeah, well, we work very closely with an initiative called the Seed and Knowledge Initiative, which is trying to promote agroecological practices and support ongoing initiatives in Southern Africa, and also support local seed and knowledge systems. We've seen the situation where multinational corporations have moved into Southern Africa very strongly and are actively replacing local seed systems with hybrid seed or with genetically modified seed, which effectively takes away people's choice, and because they cannot plant from year to year and cannot afford to buy seed from year to year, and is associated with a range of social, environmental and economic impacts on livelihoods and on ecosystems.
How can these solutions be implemented?
We do need to rethink the allocation of public resources that goes towards agricultural research, particularly in a country like South Africa, where we do have a pretty good system that's been set up. It is focusing largely on an industrial paradigm, and very much high-end, cash crops or sort of staple foods that the world generally relies on these days, which is your maize and wheat, soybean. But sort of the foundation of agroecology is really in its diversity and being able to actually have sort of scientific research meets indigenous local knowledge and practices in an equal relationship.
There's an enormous need to redesign our training and extension programs. This has been done to different extents, and certainly in different African countries have stronger extension support systems for small scale holders and for agroecology based systems. But in places where industrial agriculture is very strong, so countries like South Africa, Zambia and Malawi to a lesser extent, we see the training of extension officers in a mode of industrial agriculture. So there's a misfit. You know, people are being trained to promote one type of system without giving farmers the choices that they need.
Small-scale solutions are important in agriculture. Developing nations can play a major role in the scaling up of these innovations. The hope is that this will improve the lives of small farmers who are resource poor and can help to feed so many. Thanks for listening to this episode produced by Ozea Patel. From me, Ina Skwasana, chat to you soon. Goodbye for now.